The big things that jumped out to us, and I know for you, it was kind of Davis Mills and his performance. You knew the starters weren't going to be out there. How he looked, 10 of 13, threw a touchdown pass over 100 yards, looked pretty good. That first unit started rolling through. I know that was one of your big thoughts. For you, Trap, welcome in to the drive. What kind of jumped out to you last night checking out that game?
Of course it was how Davis played. You know what I mean? When you saw the offense still moving along, it was a good thing. You know, but it just – and I forgive me because I don't know if I paid attention as much to the game as I was a fan of the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
It's my first time being here. You know what I mean? I didn't want to come. I've had multiple teammates come in before Andre, and I didn't want to come until he got in. So today – like yesterday was – the first time that I got to experience everything, and even before the rain, I mean, it was phenomenal.
Yeah,
you know, to see everybody who's getting in, to see everybody's family. They say the Chicago Bears won, but if you bet on the Bears, you didn't get paid out yesterday. You know what I mean? I don't know if you know, but at the end of the day, it was a push in the gambling world when it comes to football.
Well, this is your first experience here. We ran into you yesterday. I think you had a first experience.
Leech in the building.
I think you had another first experience yesterday with putting your foot off in the bathtub for one reason or another.
What was that about?
So
wait for this.
I have an Airbnb, and it reminds me of my sister's home that was built in the 1600s, and so I literally sit on the toilet, and I'm like, first I tried to tuck it and sit. And I was squeezing my pelotas off. You know what I mean? Then I'm sitting there for a second. I was like, you know what? I literally put my foot in the bathtub, and so I'm like scrambling, but I'm like sideways and like
get that.
You know, somebody said, you know, sitting sideways, but it says, but it said in a different voice, you know, with a different word. You know what I mean?
Bury me in the age.
So that's how I was yesterday. When I first checked into my Airbnb, I'm like, man, I gotta go. Like, it's just, this is my morning go. You know what I mean? Coffee in my system. And I literally had to put one foot in the bathtub to go to work.
Hey, you need to give that review. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, this ain't no made up story.
I got a picture because I called my wife. Like, when I had to put my foot in the bathtub, I called my wife, you won't believe this. And she's like, what happened?
And she did.
I said, man, I don't know if I'm getting fat or just how little people was back in the 1700s, 1600s, whatever it was.
Hey, maximizing that square footage,
but,
man.
But I'm over here. It's a tough squeeze over here in two different ways.
Hey, Leech, I ain't going to lie. I leaned into it. Hey, he said, I got a picture. I didn't know what the hell I was looking at. I looked in like that. All I seen was both of his knees. I said, oh, hell no.
I mean,
you could have got me, boy. If you wanted to show me a picture, you could have got me right there. Boy. I said, damn. When I walked off, I looked at Ron and I said, boys, hey, Trap could have got us right there now.
No question.
We both leaned in, just couldn't wait to look at that picture.
Oh, my goodness, man. No, man, appreciate you joining us.
I appreciate y'all, man.
Real quick before you get off, man, Andre going in. This is what you're down here for. You said you wouldn't come down until he got in.
No,
first,
I wouldn't.
Man. What's this? Because a lot of his teammates are down here showing him love. What's this mean for you? What's this mean to you?
I don't want to say closure, but it's – I mean, when I remember talking to Ronnie Lott when I was 9 years old. And Ronnie Lott told me that he was playing to be a part of the Galaxy League. And I didn't even understand that at the time. And then I ran to Ronnie again when I was a teenager. He was like, Galaxy League is the Hall of Fame. He said, there's Hall of Famers, and there's some Hall of Famers that are part of a different breed. And I think when you watch Andre and you see what he's done in this league, you say – he's a part of the Galaxy team. So it's a proud time and it's an emotional time because you just want, you know, it's the pinnacle of the game. It's what everybody started playing football for. Whether you were good or you weren't good, you just thought about the Hall of Fame and what it meant. And watching him go in tomorrow, it's probably going to bring me to tears. You watch him get his gold jacket, it's probably going to bring me to tears because I love all my guys I play with. I'm here with Vontae. I'm here with Dante. I love these boys. You know what I mean? These dudes are my guys.
Yeah.
Same way with Dre. I mean, we were a tight-knit group, the guys who hung out, and now it's a whole different level of it's a great feeling.
You talk about the Galaxy aspect of it. Isn't it – I think one thing that we probably take for granted, Trap, is like Andre's, from a talent perspective, obviously going to the Hall of Fame is rare. But I think the rarest thing in our game, and I'm wondering your perspective with all your travels and how many different teams you were a part of, just how rare the man, the human being, the way he approached the game, how genuine and sincere and soft-spoken he is. Like, I don't think we give that the time that we – because, I mean, that is even more rare to find that.
Because most receivers are divas.
Yeah.
And they call them. Yeah. He was a yeoman. He was a yeoman. He goes to work. He's an ox. You put that collar on him. You put that yo on him. He goes to work.
Yep.
And you watch him do that for years. You watch him do that with no quarterbacks around him except for Schaub. You watch him put up numbers, and you know it's just the things that he's done. It's remarkable. And you know I find it funny that the two quietest people that you ever probably seen in the NFL are going to be the last two speakers tomorrow. Is him and Julius Peppers.
Yeah.
And they don't speak at all. You know what I mean? Both of them are quiet. You probably can't even put a 30-minute reel of just them talking.
Yeah.
So it's kind of awesome.
That's
so
good stuff,
I'm
man.
Looking forward to it.
You think he's still on site with Courtland Finnegan?
No question. I'm on site with Courtland Finnegan. I wasn't there. I'll see y'all boys later, man. I appreciate y'all.
All right,
Trap.
Trap, appreciate you jumping on with us as he celebrates his teammate going in. One more thing. You don't have to go to the third one, Tyler, because this is your celebration. As much as we are celebrating with Andre Johnson, Tyler Milner, the news last night, you are the first and only person I thought of when I saw this breaking news. Yesterday's Los Angeles Angels outfielder Mike Trout will miss the remainder of the season.
Wait, what? What?
Another meniscus tear injury.
Are you being serious right now?
By the way, to add more to this idiot.
This is wild.
Between 2021 and 2024, Mike Trout has only played 266 of the 648 games the Angels have had in that time frame.
I would have never guessed that number. Whoa! No, in all seriousness, I wasn't celebrating this, dude, but this is what I've been telling people. I've been telling people this for years.
I'm certain Tyler may have said when he initially went out, he may not come back.
I did.
I think Tyler may have said
that. That is factual.